Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 24th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My full name is Christopher John Mitchell. My age is 46. I'm originally from Stornoway on the Isle of Lewis in the northwest of Scotland.
And how are you doing this morning?
Doing all right, a little anxious and nervous, but I guess that's understandable. But looking forward to it. Pleased the weather is agreeable.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Through press coverage initially, because it seemed like there was quite a big splash about it a few months ago when it was announced, and then obviously when the actual project started with people on the plinth, there was another big wave of coverage. So that was definitely the main thing that I was aware of. The other thing is through my work, I work as an arts administrator in the performing arts, and so there's been a certain amount of discussion and debate around the project there as well, but I think that kind of followed subsequently. It was certainly the media coverage that came first for me.
Sure. So what was it in particular about the project that made you want to get involved?
Thoughts on that? Well, there's probably a few things. One, I was kind of curious about the plinth anyway, having been aware of some of the artistic projects that have gone up there in the last few years. I just had a curiosity just about the history of it and what was just going on with it for the future. And so I was kind of keen to sort of understand a little bit more about that. I've got a sort of general awareness of Anthony Gormley's work as well, so I think that was also kind of feeding into it, sort of thinking about how this project related to his other projects was quite curious as well. But in terms of the project itself, it interests me just because I've kind of enthusiasm for live performance, and performance which is durational in scale or in vast scale, where usually it's extremely unlikely that any one audience member or viewer is going to be able to experience the whole thing. And certainly the scale of this is way beyond any individual's perception. In fact, probably the bulk of our engagement with the project may not even stretch as long as one person's full hour. It's probably going to be much more fragmented than that. And so there's something about how to convey what you're doing in a short space of time, even although you're going to be potentially doing it before and after an audience member is kind of dealing with you. That's kind of interesting to me. And so the form of the work, in terms of that scale, was interesting. There was also something about the democratic nature of the project, the openness to how people could apply for it, and the openness in terms of the freedom as to what you might do once you're there, sort of allowing for a broad cross-section of possibilities. And just sort of letting that unfold without any kind of censorship. I mean, obviously I'm sure there's a range of health and safety issues that limit some things, but beyond that, hopefully the possibility that there might be freedom for what might happen up there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's something that's quiet and delicate and just passes in an ephemeral way, or something on the other end of the scale, which is maybe more provocative or polemic and controversial, and everything in between. All of that sort of set the scene for a project that seemed very curious and interesting to me.
So how do you think as an individual you'll kind of contribute to the project as a whole?
In terms of what I would be doing on the plinth? Well, even although I've kind of been aware of some of the people who've been up on the plinth, there's been so many people already that, you know, I haven't dipped into the video archive for everybody by any means. So what I'm going to do, it's a little unclear how it fully fits into the context of the project overall, how it might relate to some of the other things. But in terms of what I have been aware of, like a lot of the other people, I'm not a regular performer in my life, but I'm planning to do something that is performative. And so from that point of view, I think what I'm doing might be a little quieter or more delicate and contemplative than what some other people have been doing. Certainly those that I'm aware of anyway. And so hopefully it's just another example of the possibilities of what might happen there, which to some degree hopefully would be a statement that would apply to anybody who's up there. But I'm also kind of in a situation where the place that I'm filling on the plinth was just kind of confirmed to me last night. So I'm kind of filling in someone who unfortunately had to cancel at the last minute.
Mm.
So whilst I'd been mulling over some possibilities for the last few weeks of what I might do, the actual hard and fast plan for what I'm doing actually came together pretty quickly. That seems to have been a kind of interesting way of kind of, you know, thinking about it rather than knowing, say, for a month that I've definitely got a slot. This was quite a different way of thinking about it, which is quite enjoyable and probably means I'm doing something different than I might have done otherwise.
So could you talk a little bit about your ideas for your hour today?
Well, I was keen to do something that was involving walking. Not that there's a lot of room to walk up there, but the idea of walking back and forth from one end of the plinth to the other and walking slowly in a contemplative way was kind of the thing that interested me the most. And within that, sort of setting up a structure and a set of tasks that I would follow. So there's going to be a certain amount of repetition in terms of objects I'm taking out of a bag and contemplating or carrying with me while I'm walking, and a couple of small movement gestures, which I can do alongside those things as well. So I think what I'm doing might feel abstract or ambiguous, maybe is a better word, but maybe it's something that might resonate or set for someone or set of an association or thought or memory for someone else, because I think that's part of what I was kind of curious about exploring for myself.
So can I ask what kind of objects you're taking out and what kind of significance they do bear?
I have a few things which I'm taking up. A book, a white cloth sheet, some flowers, and an old sort of slightly ornate coffee pot. And in different ways they have kind of resonances with my past in different ways. A couple of them are related to my mother who's passed away, and a couple of them are just sort of things that I enjoy. And I think part of the idea is not necessarily for that to be necessarily clear, but maybe through the meditative or contemplative setup of holding them and walking with them, maybe people can see something of that there.
Yeah. Okay. So would you say that you're looking just purely for yourself to kind of demonstrate this connection with the objects, or are you wanting other people to also engage with
Well,
them?
I'm hoping there might be something that other people would engage with. I mean, I'm trying, it's not something which I just want to do in my own house. I'm keen to sort of have the opportunity to show what I'm going to do to other people, and whether they stay with it for 5 minutes or longer, remains to be seen, but hopefully some people might feel that there's something about the repetition, the tasks, the contemplation that sort of set off some kind of possible response in their minds. But it's pretty quiet and delicate what I'm planning to do. And so for some people it might feel unclear what's going on, but not in a confrontational way. Hopefully it's quite indelicate enough for people to stay with it for a little while and try and work with it. But it might require a bit of patience. It might require a bit of patience for me to do it as well.
Sure. Would you say that you're generally quite a reflective individual?
To a degree, yeah. And I enjoy arts and culture that is reflective in its own ways as well.
So could you talk a little bit about your interest in the arts?
Yeah, it's a very important part of my life, just in terms of not only working in the arts, being married to a performer, and just personally having a lot of interest and interest in and wanting to support the arts in different ways. It's obviously not for everybody, which is just part and parcel of life, but for me it's an enriching force, and adds really important texture, meaning, questioning, sometimes ambiguity to life, and it's a way to have me better understand myself, but also just understand my relationships and how society functions. I'm probably more drawn towards work that's raising questions and teasing open issues rather than in a polemical way providing answers. I think the complexity of life is such that it's often very hard to kind of be definitive on a lot of things. And so work that's kind of in that kind of sphere, and reflective of that, is usually much more interesting to me.
Sure. So whereabouts are you from? Kind of how long have you been there for?
Well, I'm originally from Scotland, the Isle of Lewis, way up in the northwest, and then I lived there until I was 18, and since then I've lived in Glasgow, and then I also had 10 years in Chicago in the USA, and I just moved to London 4 months ago. I'm very new to London.
Oh my gosh. So what was it that drew you over to Chicago?
I married someone who lives there. We're still married, and she's now in London with me. But she's a performer, and her group had been touring the UK, and so I'd gotten to know her and her group when they were in the UK in the mid-90s. And took a little while, but we struck up a relationship, but eventually I made it to Chicago and we got married.
Yeah. And what was it that drew you back?
There was a few things. One, I was kind of curious about coming back to the UK, and just being in the UK anyway, much as I love Chicago. My wife's performance group, after 20 years, had decided to stop as a company, and so it was interesting timing for her to think about possibly doing something new. And then there was a job opportunity in London that I applied for. It looked like a very interesting job. It was the only job I kind of actively sought at that time. Because I was very happy doing what I was doing in Chicago, but it was a job that I was offered, so everything just started falling into place. So we're just sort of finding our feet after just being in London for a short period of time now.
So what exactly do you do for a living?
I'm an arts administrator. My training is as an accountant. I'm a chartered accountant. But I've been working in the arts for 18 years now, initially in finance management and then moving to general management and direction. I've been running a small performance space in Chicago for the last 5 years, and in London I'm now working at the Live Art Development Agency, supporting the live art sector. This project being a very visible example of liveness in the arts, and really presenting work in new forms and places. So this sort of neatly ties in with my interests that way as well. But the organization I'm with is really fascinating, kind of unique organization, as a development or agency supporting the live art sector and really sort of working to develop artists, networks, supporting the development of audience understanding of live art, working with some really great people, very rigorous set of programs happening there. So it's nice to be involved with that.
So just to go back to your hour, how are you feeling about it? Kind of, are you wanting to engage with people whilst on there as well?
While I'm on there, I'm not planning to do that in terms of sort of a direct engagement, like talking or pointing or anything like that. I'm hoping there'll be some interest and attention to what I'm doing, but once I'm up there, I'm planning to just follow the structure that I've set for myself. It's a little nerve-wracking because I don't do this kind of thing in other contexts, although I know other people who are performers. I don't take to the stage myself, so it's an unusual thing to be doing generally, not only in this Trafalgar Square context, but hopefully it'll be interesting, might be fun. And it's a kind of one-time opportunity, so I'm very grateful for that, and curious just to see how the experience feels, because I guess until you're up there, you're not going to quite know what you're in for.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.